Something about Pesach. I have two short, simple topics. Topic number one is, it's a very popular topic, just basic stuff. Do you have to own the matzah? Okay, boy, say please. Do you have to own the matzah?
That's what the baker
matzah called. Doesn't say anywhere matzaschem. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Eilu does not say matzaschem. The only place where it says lochem is by the Dalid Minim, by Lulav Esroig. I saw a very good joke today. Well, last night, there's one guy, he has the best jokes, one of my friends. And the jokes are just hilarious. Husband asked the wife, what could I do, my wife? What could I do for you to help you prepare for Pesach? What could I do? No, that's some of the joke, right? My wife, what could I do to help you for Pesach? The wife says, take down the sukkah. Good joke? It's not such a joke by some men, it's true.
I saw that one.
Okay. Now, over here, it's the only place that it says...
My wife would say, you don't do it for me, you do it for yourself.
You do it for yourself.
Yeah, if you know what's good for you, you do it.
You know what's good for yourself, you do it. Okay, question. Question is, the only place where it says... Rabbi, please. The only place where it says that you have to have your own matzah... Your only mitzvah is by a lulav and an esrog. There it says, ulakachtem lochem. Bayoyim harishoyin pri eitz hadar. Lochem. It does not say anywhere, b'chol ha-Torah kula, that there's only one mitzvah of Pesach. Matzah. Bezman hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Korban Pesach, there's only one mitzvah. The only mitzvah is achilas kezayis matzah. That's the only mitzvah. Who says you have to own the matzah? Who says? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, lekachtem lochem bayom harishoyin matzah. The Gemara in fact says, the Gemara in fact does it say matzah shem? And in fact, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. No, it doesn't say anywhere the word lochem. No, Pesach, you have to register. Doesn't mean you have to pay to own the animal. I don't think you have to own the animal by Korban Pesach. You can bring a carbon for someone else. You have to participate. It has to be slaughtered on your behalf. You have to be part of the chavura. Okay, but so the Gemara has the only discussion in the Gemara is where this halacha is possibly derived is Meiser Sheni. The Gemara has a question: are you allowed to use your Meiser Sheni money for your carbon Pesach? Yeah, every year in the year 1 and 2, and through the cycle in year 4 and 5. You'd separate Maisa Sheni. Let's say you can't schlep the Maisa, the fruit, to Eretz to Yerushalayim, so you can convert it into cash, and you take the cash to come to Yerushalayim. Oh, guess what? It's Pesach. So can I use the money of Maisa Sheni to purchase a Korban Pesach? So the Gemara makes a Gzeir Shava, Lochem, Lochem. It says, what do I say? The Gemara makes a Gzeir Shava of... Lechem, lechem. Let me just take the right page. One moment, please. Sorry. The Gemara there says basically you can't do it. Why can't you do it? Because according to Rabbi Meir, machloikis Rabbi Meir, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Omar Rabbi Tam Rabbi Yev Bar Shlamya Asya lechem lechem. There's a different drasha. Different, I'm going to all mix up over here.
Truma.
Different drasha. There are many drasha over here that come together over here. It's called one thing at a time. Let's do one
also
more. Lechem Aretz.
No.
Okay, one thing at a time. Let's go here. Ksiv. There's a Machne Ephraim, that says he paskins halacha lemaisa that you do need to own the matzah. And it's very troubling, where is the source that you need to own the matzah? Where does it come from? So let me read you here from the footnote. Maisa Sheni Lidivei Rabbi Meir. Ein Adam Yoitzei Bo Yidei Chavasai Bapesach Lidivei Chachamim. But... You're not yoytze by yidei chavasa. Ain't adam yoytze by yidei chavasa be Pesach. Kama. L'divrei chachamim yoytze by yidei chavasa be Pesach. Frek the Gemara miksev matzaschem. Does it say you have to own it? Amar Rav Yitem Rav Bar Yehim Bar Shlamya Asya lechem lechem. Ksifach lechem oini, ksif hasam haya b'achlechem b'acholchem milechem aretz. By truma, malahal mishalachem b'acholchem milechem aretz tarimu truma lahashem. You only have an obligation to give truma from your bread that you own. You have to own it, then you have to give, then you have to hafrosha. A precondition to be mafresh truma, a precondition, you have to be the balabayas. If you're not the balabayas, then you're not, then you have no rishus to, then you can't, you have no rishus to be mafresh the truma. The chalois truma is on, the chalois mitzvahs truma is on bread that you own. Be'acholchem milechem haaretz. Okay, so the Gemara over here, now, okay, let's get the whole picture. The Gemara over here does indeed make a gzereshava bread. Not with a chaf, with a ches. Not like what it says by the Dalet Minim of Sukkot, where it says ulekachtem lochem with a chaf, you shall take for yourselves. It says by Pesach bread, lechem oini bread, and it says the word lechem by truma. Just like there, it must be yours in order for you to be obligated in the midst of truma. So too, when it comes to matzah gzeirah shava, you have to own it. And therefore, that's why the Gemara gets into machlokes between Rebbe and Chachamim. Can you use ma'aser sheni? Because there's a secondary machlokes between Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. Does a person own ma'aser sheni? Rebbe Meir is of the opinion that you do not own it. Once you separate Ma'aser Sheni, it belongs to Hashem. Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachu. And therefore, if you do not own the Ma'aser Sheni, there's no way in the world you can use that money to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Deraisa of Matzah, because Matzah must be yours because of a Gezerah Shava of bread, Lechem, Lechem. The Chachamim hold that Ma'aser Sheni is yours. You legally own the Ma'aser Sheni. There are certain restrictions, but it's yours. And therefore, you can use Ma'aser Sheni for the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah. So it comes out, according to all opinions, you must own the matzah.
So what does that mean? Your adult son is eating with you, he doesn't own the matzah, you own.
Let's get even, you're asking if you have guests. Let's talk about even you yourself. Let's talk even more fundamental. How do you acquire something? How do most people pay for the matzah?
Buy it.
How do they?
Buy it.
How do you buy it? 21st century.
Cash.
When was the last time you paid cash for matzah?
Not that long.
But today, this year? Yeah. How are you going to pay for the matzah?
Credit card.
You're going to go away to a hotel, you're certainly going to pay with the credit card. If you're going to have an order of matzah from a grocery store, or from you want to go to Chreis, I don't know, some type of exotic matzah, you want to go pay some crazy amount of money, usually not that long ago people pay by check. Very few people pay by cash. Some pay cash, some pay check. By the way, so if you pay by credit card, here's the question. Is that a kinyan d'oraisa? How does a person, on a biblical level, the rabbis gave men different techniques of how to make acquisitions. There are different ways you can make a Kenyan Sudr. There are different techniques. But let's talk about, you're dealing with a mitzvah deraisa. Again, everything I'm telling you is all theoretical, because at the end of the day, everything is good at the end. It's just more of a entertainment type of that. Lahagdil Torah, Lahadira. How do you biblically take possession of movable objects? Kesef. The ultimate acquisition in the Torah is Kinyan Kesef. All of the other Kinyanim appear, so you'll tell me, no, Mashicha. The way you take possession is you take it into your hand. The Gemara, coming up very soon, Masech Bava Metzia, is Oneshach. No, Kinyan Mashicha is only Midrabanan. It's a rabbinic enactment. That when you take something into your hand, whether you paid for it, whether you didn't, I owe you. Just give it to me now. I owe you.
You established an obligation for yourself to pay for it.
It's a loan.
But you didn't own it until you leave the premises.
But even that, midoraisa, the only way to take possession, on a biblical level, is to pay cash. Taking it into your hand is not a biblical acquisition. The rabbi said it's yours. When the rabbanan say it's yours, are they so powerful that their koyach of hefker, mamon hefker, is so powerful that on a biblical level it's called yours? Some will say yes, and some will say no.
Right.
You're allowed. You have legal possession. It's not. They can take away the prohibition of gezel. It's not called gezel, because they will masquer it from the other person. What are the rabbis of Koyach? The rabbis of Koyach, they could say that this is hefker, to the degree that it's not called gezel, but to say that you acquired it, not so simple. Maybe yes, maybe not. If you're doing the mitzvah of matzah once a year, and it's the only mitzvah, okay, we'll come to a guest in a second, and it's the only mitzvah deraisa of the whole Yom Tov, wouldn't you think that we should all be obsessed looking for more problems, that when you buy the matzah, in God we trust, but here you pay, what's the dusach?
Yeah.
But here you pay cash. You see us. We don't find anyone being so machmir. We don't find, and the minig is not machmir. Some say a check, as the did of this all gets into choishen mishpat and yonim. Go choishen mishpat koilo. He quotes all the footnotes over here, and I'm telling you over here from the Oitzah Machmadim, Rabbi Gottlieb. Okay, he cites all the choishen mishpat famous farim. A check according to many poskim is mamish kesef. Has a din, the whole shaila, is a star, this, that, but that certainly is a mila. Right, now a very simple question. Why don't you say kinyan chotzer is a deraisa? When you take the matzah into your house, isn't that a biblical acquisition? Kinyan enoch inam kinyan, if you're in the street. You're in the street, and I go and I take it in possession. I don't pay you yet. I owe you. Like, you know, credit card is a big problem because you're not paying the credit card. If you go by the matzah right before Pesach, you're not paying the credit card bill until, I don't know, a week later, 2 weeks later, until Chol HaMoed. So it's just basically it's a loan to a certain degree. I know there's a lot of different ways.
What if the matzah company only allows credit card?
They do probably.
Only allow credit card.
So the question is, so that's exactly the point. How then does it work in today's modern world that you biblically own the matzah? Now that we have established that there's a gezeirah shava, lechem lechem, that you have to own the matzah to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of achilas matzah, just like you have to own the lulav and esrog to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of the dalad minim. So how then do you own it? You can ask the same question when it comes to dalad minim. How then do you own the
dalad? Pay my check, my credit card.
Unfortunately, when it comes to dalad minim, a lot of people pay cash. It's a cash business. The dalad minim, to a much larger degree, is a cash business. The matzah is not a cash business. Very few people today are paying cash for matzah. I don't know, not everywhere.
You have to go,
most people are paying my credit card for the matzah. So, matzah, mitzvah, deraisa, chosh, mitzvah, and we're looking for chumras. How do you acquire it? Taking possession is not a kinyan daraisa. So you'll tell him, but wait, when you take it into your home, kinyan chotzer. So enechanami, some say that's the solution. Right. Taking the matzah into your home is a kinyan daraisa. Then some say not so simple. You have to have a mind. I don't know. I don't understand the lumbus. There are problems with kinyan chotzer. Kinyan chotzer only works. It's a strange concept when you don't know about it. It's a very strange, bizarre concept. Is that if someone puts the matzah into your home without your awareness, then the chotzer automatically acquires it for you. But if you deliberately take a property and you bring it into your home without thinking about it, there's no kinyan chotzer. Basically, needs das. It needs someone's desire that bringing it or putting it into your property should be an acquisition for you. So if you're not home and someone throws an object into your courtyard and has intent, I'm putting it into this person's courtyard so that he should legally acquire it, it works on a biblical level. If you take something into your property with an intent, then my courtyard should acquire it, it works. But if you, without thinking, or someone throws something, a child kicks the ball and lands it and breaks the window and goes into your house, and assets enter into your home without anyone, not somebody else or yourself, realizing what you are doing, it doesn't work. Chotzer needs kavana. And if you just go to the store and you buy it and you bring it home, not having intent, I'm now going to legally acquire it by bringing the matzah over my threshold, it's not a kinyan d'oraisa. That's the chiddush, a tremendous chiddush. This is the chiddush of Mishra and Yarem.
That's where the whole thing is discussed.
So there is the kavana. So kesef, cash, you're not giving. A meshicha for sure is not a biblical transaction. The only thing that we got left is kinyan chotzer, and that needs kavana. And you look around, no one is too concerned about this issue. No one's people are not paying cash. People, Mashiach anyway is not going to make a difference. And no one seems to say l'shem yichud before they bring the matzah into their home.
And when you break it, and you change it.
And when you what?
When you break the matzah, then you...
They sell shavarim. So the answer is obviously... No one is now. Okay, now take to the net. Let's say you're a guest. You're a guest. Now there are people. It's not common. There are people that tell. First of all, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, where matzah is it's very expensive matzah. It's very common in Eretz Yisrael when boys learning in yeshiva or girls in seminary, and they go. It's very, very common. I was told. You bring your matzahs. Most people in Eretz Yisrael are very poor. The citizens. And when they put up boys and girls who are in seminary for a seuda, I don't know firsthand, but people tell me it's very common when a boy or a girl comes as a guest of Pesach, you bring your own matzah.
That was when matzah was only about 50 cents a matzah.
You bring
now $5 a matzah.
Okay, but there are certainly people that don't do this. If you come, you're a guest. Here, you're a guest. When did the people who are guests take possession ever? So there are people that taka, they make kinyan. There are people that they mamish. I'm giving you the matzah as a matana gemura, and you pick up the matzah to be kind of the matzah. It seems a little strange, right? Right? I'm sure everyone here was a guest at some point in time, and no one ever did that to you. And if you are a host, I don't think you would feel very comfortable telling your guest, okay, let's l'shei micha, pick up the matzah, you should require the matzah.
People who are in the hotel, which is not their chaser. It's not their matzahs.
Right. If you're in a hotel, you're paying for it.
It wasn't.
Okay.
It's still on the credit card that won't get paid until after Pesach.
That's right.
The caterer
cashed the money months ago. The when you talk about this sugya, there's only one name that comes up. Okay, but the only one that says this is the Machane Ephraim. He's the one that makes a big issue. And Hilchah on the Rambam. And he makes a big issue about this, is that there must be a din lochem. However, puk chazi ma'amad var, the minig ha'olam is clearly not to be makbid on this. Who says this? Who says this exactly? Let me read over here. She'ein, let me read you the sasem. You're already going back already a long time ago, the sasemes. How long? 150 years almost already. What's sasemes? 150 years? Sasemes. 120 years ago. So, and when did he write this? Probably not long before he died. He says, he makes the observation and he says, the oilam is not nizabazeh. We don't do this. Why not? The oilam ain nizharin bazeh. Ad kalashane, over here in the bottom of it, he writes, what's takashah the minig? Evshur, the oilam semchim al das harosh. Matter on the Rosh. Now the Rosh discusses, the Rosh is based upon the laws of Kedushin. Let's say this can happen. This is not so uncommon. By a wedding, and The chasen, where's the ring? Where's the marriage band?
Oh, boy.
So I'm sure you see some kanoim, some rashivas. Do you own the tabas? Do
you
own? Is this yours? Is this yours? How do you pay for it? 20-year-old boy. You have a ring. You have the tabas kedushin. Whose ring is this? I bought it. Yeah, whose credit card did you use to buy? My father gave me his credit card to buy the tabas kedushin. So it's not yours. It belongs to your father. Your father probably didn't pay the credit card bill yet. So how are you able to say Hareat Mikudeshas? This is like the gold standard in the Gemara. In order to always the question to determine if you are the owner, can you use this to get married? It's always like the gold standard. The determination if something is yours is if you would give this to a woman and say Hareat Mikudeshas Li if you're married. That's the gold standard. So where is it? So do you own or not? So some of the Masadri Kedushin, some of the Rashivas, the Rabbanim, they're very makbid on this. They want a mamish, before the wedding, at the wedding, it's already a little too late to make the goal through this, is to make sure that the tabas is indeed legally the property of the chatan. Let's say, now what happens, it's not so uncommon when it gets lost, or they come to the wedding and, oh no, I don't know this, that, and so a woman in the audience, mom, can I borrow your wedding band? You go to your sister. Can I borrow your wedding band, the marriage ring? I don't have one. I got lost somewhere. Can I borrow it? And they give it to the chassan. And they don't know all the lumdis. It has to be yours. What is the law? Are they married?
No.
So the rush, so believe it or not. So I remember I once told you a story. I remember this. I don't remember. I once told you a story where under the chuppah, there was no marriage band. And there was a woman there who saw what was going on, a very smart woman who knows a lot, obviously, and she didn't want there to be a whole embarrassment, so she took off her wedding band, and she gave it to the chassan, and the Masad the Kedushin said to her, no, do you realize if you give him this marriage band, you're never getting it back. I'm not allowed to proceed and use this unless you give it to him a matana gemura. No, that's just, I'm telling you, ma'is ashaya. I'm telling you, ma'is. Why not? But I'm telling you, ma'is ashaya. And this woman said yes. In order, there shouldn't be embarrassment. Yes, I'm giving my marriage band that I have. I wear.
She.
She gave it, and the whole story was describing how great people are, how far they're willing to go not to cause someone embarrassment. Was that really necessary? What she did? It seems, let me read you what it says in the Rush. And this is what it says of him, what we rely upon. Who is saying this? Not the Sfas Emes. I don't know who he's quoting. Who is he quoting here? I don't know. Let me read you what it says. The Chosav Sham. I think it's the Sfas Emes. Rabbi Sai, come on, Rabbi Sai, please. The Chosav Sham. I'm reading over here. It appears this Vizel Lashon Sfas Emes Ochein Efsher, and this is what's relevant for almost everyone today when it comes to matzah. Not everyone, many people. Efsher, the Ha'olam Simchem Al Das Harosh. What does the Rosh say? Shehiter LeKadesh, to get married, Bitabas Sheula, Achidush Nifla, borrowed. Hey, you were better. You said matana al nas lahachzer. He says even less. I'm lending you my wedding band. I'm not giving
because
it to you.
While it's in your possession, you want
it's
it.
It's yours.
The adaita the hacha. When I give it to you, here, Rabbi, I'm lending you. This is what it says in the Rosh. I'm lending it to you. The adaita the hacha yovle. If you're getting married, and you need it, so whatever you need it for. Whatever it entails, if it has to belong to you for the moment of the wedding, the moment when you get married, that's the gold standard. So it's yours. At least for this moment, it's yours. You can do it. When you give somebody something for them to do a mitzvah, we are yoyreid, Chazal, the Rosh says, we are yoyreid l'soif daitoy of the noisein. If I'm giving it to you for the purpose of getting married, I want you to have a kosher marriage. And therefore it's yours. Will I one day go and buy it back from you? Will I one day drive you crazy to give it back to me? Maybe. But at least for now, This is what he says. The story that I told you was not like that, because it's only a bidyevet to be samech upon this, but maybe it's not a bidyevet. That this is what he writes. Da daita dahacha yahiv lei sheyuchal lotse spo ad kan lishoinoi. These are the words of the Sfas Emes. Okay, the Sfas Emes, you know, he's on the Gemara. Sfas Emes is more famously known for his machshava adivrei agada, but it's Sfas Emes on the Talmud, and this over here is a Masechta Sukkah. And he writes it v'chavarosi over here like Galib, he fills in, he explains loymar shriyav shloy perash, even though you never specified, you never spelled it out lehedya shenoisein, that I'm giving it to you lo b'matan haviki, it doesn't matter kiilu nischavin lazeh k'moy b'tabash she'ulo d'arminu d'im shenosim l'kadesh, even though you did not specify chavarosi l'aknoisein. And Mimnail, it's the same thing. In other words, it's all in the one who is selling. It's an incredible chiddush, though. We live in a world, it's all about me, 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 me. It's not about you. The person who sold you the matzah, you better be a nice guy. Because if the guy who's selling you the matzah is a nasty guy, he can disqualify everyone's mitzvah. I'm the matzah factory. I'm the balabas. I own a matzah factory. I'm the balabas. I'm selling matzah. My office staff are swiping cards the whole day. Swipe, 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 swipe. The people are giving me, people are not even paying me. I'll pay after Pesach. All these crazy stories you can imagine. 95% of all of the swiping is not Kinyan Kesef. There's no Kinyan Kesef. I'm the balabas. When I give everyone the matzah, I want everyone here that uses my matzah that I ripped them off for $40 a pound.
And I don't want it back.
I don't, exactly, that's right. He makes a point about that. He talks about that. I'm willing to wait until they'll have the money. I don't want to take it back exactly. I only want the money. I don't want the matzah back. It's an amazing achrayus, an erelech balabayas. It's not just enough, no, the matzah is kosher. The matzah shouldn't be chametz. You shouldn't be playing games. You need an Erlich Bal Habayis who owns the matzah factory, the matzah baking factory, that is giving the matzah to the people, believe Shalem, it's your matzah, to do a mitzvah. And then you samech on the rosh. When you give someone something, we'll talk about money another time. I want you to be yotze the mitzvah. If you have a balabas, it's a krumah person. I don't get my money. I don't want you to be there. I could see people like that. I need to make a parnasa. You don't give me the money, lahachis. I don't want you to be yoitz. There are people like that. No, there are people who are Bali Kriya, famous Shaila. Bali Kriya, and they people are talking in shul, and they drive the Bali Kriya crazy, and the guy makes an announcement. Rabbi Sai, anyone that is talking when I'm laning, I'm telling you, I'm making a statement. I have kavana. They should not be yoitze the mitzvah of kriya satira. So you're wasting your time being here because you're not getting a mitzvah. Because I'm the Baal Kriya, and I have kavana not to be yoitze. You should not be yoitze with my laning. Shemei ha-ko'ine, you should not be yoitze. So you're wasting your time here. So go outside, go home, leave. Go leave. So that's a whole big shayla. The poskim say that he can't make such a tanai. Automatically, when he lanes, they automatically yotze, even if he says it explicitly. That's the psak halach. It's a famous shayla.
I'm yotze by being part of the tzibur that is required for the mitzvah.
Right, that's what there are a lot of lums. It's a lumsha shayla. It's a famous shayla. It's a zel, but over here you have to appreciate what it comes out. The point over here, the chiddush over here is that there's a din, just like when it comes to sukkahs, there is a din of lochem. There is a gezeirah shav that no one disagrees with of lechem, lechem, you have to own the matzah. The Machne Ephraim says, be aware, you have to own it. How you have to own it? It's a mitzvah deraisa. You should go to the effort of owning it on a biblical level because it is a biblical mitzvah. It shouldn't be an ownership that's only rabbinic. How do you do it? It seems in the modern world that we live in today, due to technology and the way we pay bills, many situations technically appear to be problematic in recent times. And more than ever today, we have to rely upon the Shitas Harosh, that the Noisein, which in this case basically means the owner of the matzah factory, and you have to wonder, what about him? Maybe his whole business is being financed by the bank. Think about the matzah, the owner of the matzah factory. Does he own everything? Or how many times is his whole operation also built upon some type of loan to get through the season?
And he pays it after.
Who knows how all of the finance, these all complicated things, how finance will work.
Maybe.
You're right. Everything. So you have to, at the end of the day, be soimech that whoever the real owner is an erlich person who has a gemira stas. I'm giving it to you. Take it. It's yours. And a mailer, when they take it, you have to come on. There's a gemira stas which contributes to the kinyan some way or some form. Even midrabanan, which turns into a deraisa because it's a matter of mamain. If you don't have that gemira stas, you got a problem. The assumption is it's there. That's the assumption. But we live in a modern world, you know. Look, they say, you know, these mishagayim, in a couple of years from now, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. That's apikursus. Because ulekachtem lochem and lechem lechem. You have to be able to own something to the kamitzah. At the end of the day, by the way, last two words, the Chazonish writes, he quotes the Chazonish writes as Retz Zohar. And the Zohar says very scary stuff. He says, begin the loy zochi, that when you come to do a mitzvah, you have to pay for it. This is not a halacha, this is a kabbalist, this is a hashkafic. You cannot fully achieve a mitzvah unless you pay for the mitzvah. Taking handouts for mitzvahs, it's not a way to do a mitzvah. The way you do a mitzvah is it's a zoyar. You have to demonstrate hayman, the boe, it's the words of the zoyar, the ish tadla b'mitzvahs, a person wants to be mishtadel, to involve himself in the mitzvah, it's terich, the lo yishtadel b'rikna uv'migna. You can't do it for free. The translation is, tzarech lizor shalo yishtadel l'kaimo b'chinam, for free. Ein kesef. Elo, itzrich lei lebar nosh lishtadlo bei kidekoy yois kifum chele, according to your wealth. You have to pay for a mitzvah in order to extract the full shleimus of the mitzvah. Taking freebies is not a solution.